It may seem like a nice evening of bowling, but don't let the smiles fool you. There is some serious competition going on.
Yeah, I think I'll be all right. I don't think I have nobody close. Tickets, you know, he's got his own ball. Roman should do. He's brought his own ball this year. He didn't have it last year, so we have to see first few frames how it starts out.
I don't know. I haven't bowled in like a year, so this could be bad. But we'll see. I don't know. I heard Jinx is good. Fred Evans said he's good, but I think he's lying. But I don't know. We'll see.
I really honestly think Kevin Williams will probably be the best bowler tonight. He got a good bowl. I've seen him bowl before. I don't know about Joe. Joe got a weak arm. It's going to be in the gutter.
I'm about to go out here and embarrass these boys. They all got their little bags and everything else. But, you know, I'm coming in here using house gear, having my house tennis shoes, grab a house ball, and do work. Just watch and see.
The competitiveness of the Vikings players is on display this night in Oakdale at the Pins Entertainment Center. The Vikings are here for the annual Bowl with the Vikings event. The night is a big fundraiser for the Vikings Children's Fund. The Vikings helped raise money for this worthy cause. But at the end of the night, there was one number coveted. The night's highest score.
I don't know. I need to walk down the line and see, the rest of the scores. But I think I have the lead right now.
I'm not embarrassing myself. I'm not, making myself look bad or anything. But I'm not doing quite as well as I would like. I'm not excelling, if that makes sense. So I'm going to blame it on the wrist and my hand and the swelling, and we'll go from there and see what happens.
I think the best score game won was Michael Jenkins and Josh Robinson. We're not going to mention where I was and some of the other guys, but those guys at least scratched 100 and something, and we clawing back in the second game, putting up a better show.
While the players worked to earn the crown of the best bowler on the team, they never lost sight of the main reason for tonight's event, to give back and support the Children's Fund.
It's a fun way for us to give back. And obviously, we're blessed with a lot of things, and this is just a small part that we can do and help. And I love that the Vikings, we put on these events and they make it really enjoyable for everybody to be a part of. And so it's a fun thing, and also a great way to give back to the community and give back to children.
You know, Tuesdays is the day really when your body starts to kind of hurt a little bit from the game, but you realize you could be the person you're giving to, or you could be the person at the Salvation Army that needs a donation or needs the clothes or is looking for a meal on Thanksgiving. So you never want to take that for granted, because, you've seen people be successful and unsuccessful within the blink of an eye. So I've always tried to hold that dear to me, just because I understand, I know how it feels to not have. So for me to have, it would behoove me not to give to the people that don't.
It's just a chance to give back. We're so blessed to be in the position we're in and to do the things we do on the football field. Why not, go out and try to help someone less fortunate and not able to be in the position you're in.
Bowling was the sport of choice on this night, but the following day, it wasn't a specific sport on the agenda. It was the importance of staying active and keeping a healthy lifestyle.
It is important to learn how to eat well. It's important to be active. And it's not just important so that you move on and become a professional athlete, or a great tennis player, or a cheerleader. It's important so that you can be healthy.
Vikings tight end John Carlson made a visit to Linwood Monroe School in St. Paul to talk with the kids and stress the importance of fitness and health. Carlson is a big supporter of the NFL's Play 60 movement, a campaign which encourages kids to be active for 60 minutes a day in order to reverse the trend of childhood obesity.
Well, as almost everybody knows, childhood obesity is a major problem right now, and we think the best way to deal with this is prevention. So trying to get kids to engage in healthy lifestyles so they never become obese in the first place. And so really, this is a great partnership, because the Minnesota Vikings football team is obviously about fitness, and with the NFL Play 60, it fits in very nicely. We see this as a big priority in our research at the University of Minnesota. To prevent childhood obesity, we have a weight management program where we help kids who are already obese deal with their obesity, and it can be very difficult to get back on the right track. So the best way is to just prevent it from happening in the first place.
I like doing these events because it gives me a chance to speak to kids about this topic of nutrition and being active. Today I encourage the kids to try to learn one thing from this presentation, because I know it's hard for kids to sit and listen to people talk up on stage for an hour. But I'm hopeful that when we do these events, the kids do come away with learning at least one thing about nutrition, about being active, about things that they can do to take control of their own health.